Thank you, Mr. President. As this is the first time that we're taking the floor in a national capacity, I hope it goes without saying that you can count on our support. The United Kingdom is committed to the Convention's humanitarian goals and the effective implementation of the Lausanne Action Plan. The UK continues to support the clearance and destruction of cluster munitions, the delivery of risk education, and the building of capacity to enable national and local authorities to take ownership of clearance activities. The UK's Global Mine Action Programme, or GMAP, remains the main vehicle for this work. GMAP's second iteration, GMAP 2, invested £146 million in 14 countries across Africa, the Middle East, and Asia over the 4 years to March 2022. This highly successful programme cleared and confirmed safe over 480 million square metres of land and delivered risk education messages to over 4 million people in affected communities. A number of countries contaminated by cluster munitions, including Afghanistan, Cambodia, Lao People's Democratic Republic, Yemen and Vietnam, have benefited from GMAP 2 interventions. We're now wrapping up GMAP 2 and learning lessons from it. The third iteration of the Global Mine Action Programme, GMAP 3, commenced in April 2022. The UK has allocated a budget of up to £100 million for the 3 years to the end of March 2025. This underlines our continued ambition and our commitment to playing a leading role in tackling the indiscriminate and lethal legacy of landmines, cluster munitions and other remnants of war. GMAP 3 is currently active in 8 countries, including in countries with cluster munition contamination, such as Cambodia, Lao PDAR, and Ukraine. Since Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine, which the UK condemns in the strongest terms, we've seen the threat of explosive remnants of war increase significantly, including due to Russia's widespread and appalling use of cluster munitions. Russian cluster munitions have damaged civilian infrastructure, including schools, hospitals, and homes, and caused hundreds of casualties. And as we're all too aware, their legacy will last long after the end of the current war. The UK signed a £2 million agreement with the Halo Trust in May 2022 to survey and then clear explosive devices from areas in Ukraine where Russian troops have recently withdrawn. With UK funding, Halo is currently conducting survey and clearance in Brovary and Bucha districts of Kyiv region, and survey prior to clearance in Nizhyn and Koryakiv districts of Chernihiv region. My apologies to any Ukrainian speakers in the room. If the security situation permits, Halo will also seek to expand its operations and deploy teams in the Sumy region later in the year. At the CCM Intersessional, we illustrated the impact of our work by looking at the outcomes of clearance of cluster munitions in a village called Labakang in Lao PDR. Between April and June 2022, with GMAP 3 funding, the Halo Trust has continued to dispose of further cluster munitions in Lao PDR. We're now planning under GMAP 3 to extend our country coverage and to increase our ambition in Ukraine over time. We held an early market engagement event on the 28th of July when we outlined our future plans and sought feedback from the sector. In closing, the United Kingdom reiterates its strongest support, steadfast support to the Convention and commitment to work with all states parties to tackle the scourge of cluster munitions. Thank you.